Senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Everybody, it is Crab Diving Live, streaming at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It is a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live out east. If it isn't that time, you may be listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24/7. Maybe you've gone and downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application. We're always available at crabdiving.com. However you're receiving us, we appreciate every nanosecond of your attention.
Nanu.
Ancient television reference.
Do you know the show?
Mork and Mindy.
Right, yeah. Okay.
Well, actually, Happy Days.
Mean? No.
Really? Mork was a spinoff from Happy Days. Really? He showed up on Happy Days.
Are you getting ready to Google it?
No, I know that.
Really? Did he really?
I studied television history.
Okay, well.
For a semester.
Well, wait.
What? I wasted some thousands of dollars in tuition.
Did he pop up through a galactic garbage can and have a
No, he showed up in that big
with,
egg.
Mr. C?
He landed
on Happy Days?
Yeah, it was him. It was Mork.
What the fuck? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Don't make me Google it.
Mork first showed up on Happy Days.
But I'm going to that Google is, it to read it for you.
Because Happy Days wasn't that kind of show. They didn't have that kind of reality. I mean, well.
After Jump the Shark Days?
Well, Fonz would restart the jukebox.
That was okay.
Henry Winkler.
But
was
it
like,
got
bam.
A little, it got, you know.
Hey.
There's a reason we have that phrase, jump the shark.
Right. Remember when he would jump the flaming school buses and things? And think, why was that like a role model?
Mork and Mindy Wikipedia, a spinoff after a highly successful episode of Happy Days, motherfucker.
That is so fucking insane.
Yeah.
That's weird. What was the, how, is there a, can you read a summary of the show or?
Of Mork.
I mean, how did he just show up in Happy Days? Happy Days, for those of you that don't know, was a show that took place somewhere in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
A family sitcom. Okay. Main character was Ron Howard, grew up to direct a lot of shit.
He
went to high school with some friends. He went out to eat every now and then. There was a guy, an Italian gentleman that lived upstairs that had magical powers when he hit things. I'm trying to describe this show.
I can't believe we're talking about this. My favorite Orkin, the 22nd episode of season 5.
Holy shit.
Of the 70s television sitcom Happy Days, making it the 110th episode overall. It is notable for occurring during the shark jumping season. Of the sitcom's run, as well as introducing Robin Williams to a larger audience.
Damn! Is that how...
I'm just going to read the first sentence. At Arnold's drive-in, Richie remarks that he thinks he saw a flying saucer, but Fonzie, Ralph, Potsy, and Chachi don't believe him. I'm sure it was a great performance.
Oh my God.
From Scott Baio. When Richie returns home, he finds his family gone to the movies. Someone knocks on the door, a visitor dressed in red, with a triangle on his shirt and wearing a helmet. The visitor speaks very strangely, and Richie thinks it's Ralph pulling a prank. Instead, the visitor reveals himself as Mork, an alien from the planet Ork.
Is that Robin Williams' first big thing in Happy Days?
Yeah, well, that's what kind of... He was doing stand-up, right? But that's kind of what...
Man, that's wild. That I had go. No idea. That's where. So wait,
you learned something here on crab diving.
Also, Laverne and Shirley came from
yes.
Happy Days.
As did Joni Loves Chachi.
Oh yeah, that's true. Gosh, that is wild.
And there was a Pinky Tuscadero show for 5 minutes, wasn't there?
I do not know that. I mean, I obviously know a lot less about Happy Days than I thought. I had no idea. Mork from fucking Ork shows up. Hey, baby. Like my egg?
I haven't even watched that much of it, I don't think, but...
What dialogue?
It was pretty prominent in the television history class.
Is that a flying saucer?
Because of all the spinoffs and shit.
That's crazy. Are you sure Mork from Ork wasn't in All in the Family?
Thanks for buying... Well, yeah, it might have been in... I think he was in an episode...
Edith.
...of Hogan's Heroes.
Edith, he might not want coffee. He's from another planet.
Nanu, nanu.
Hey.
What is this? Nanu, nanu.
What is this guy?
The
Jerry, there's a guy here in an egg.
I don't even know what the fuck where I was in the opening. The thanks for buying shit through our Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a wee commissione and doesn't cost you fuck all.
Right.
Just helps us out. And you can also use the banner on the web page.
That's right, Pat.
Or on your mobile.
Right. And what did they win?
Nothing. We win.
Oh, that's right. We win.
A few cents.
All right, good. I like that.
A couple of cents on the dollar.
Damn.
Let's see what's going on in the old headlines, everybody. I accidentally clicked Drudge Report, so fuck it. Let's start with the Drudge Report. Picture of Elon.
Okay.
Musk. Feds plot new rules to rein in crypto.
Dun, oh, dun, dun.
The wild swings in crypto prices this year have enthralled and disheartened. Oh, God. Investors. Alarmed Wall Street and focused the attention of regulators and lawmakers who already have cryptocurrency in their sights.
They want a piece of this shit, right? They want
something. Well, yeah, they're scared that people are going to be making money and they're not. That, like, regular people might be making money and they're not getting enough of a cut out of it.
I think we have to start. We have to talk to these people about regular people.
It is pretty crazy, though. It does need maybe a little.
Why?
Bit I mean, of regulation. Well, you've got whales who can, by definition, control the market, and that's uncool. Right. They have protections against that kind of on Wall Street. But if you invested bigly early.
Yes.
And you have, tons of Bitcoin. Well, you're really fucking rich for one, but you at whim can say sell 100,000 or sell 10,000 Bitcoin in lots of 10. So, and those are 300,000, it's what 30 something thousand right now, 40,000.
Right. You have to regulate it.
Yeah. To prevent shit like that from happening.
Right. Well,
but then there go the big swings that
people
what
make money
people
off of,
like,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, so
that's what I took advantage of. For
I mean, are people
a little while?
I mean, why do you have to regulate it in that way? I mean, maybe if people are selling humans using Bitcoin and cryptos and things of that nature, that should be looked into. But I mean, are people going broke because of whales in cryptocurrency? Are they really?
If you put all you have in the world is a couple thousand dollars and you think you're going to make some money on crypto and you go in there and you put it all on some shares and some dickwad decides to tank the market, there it goes. Because all he's going to do is sell his shares as they keep selling the shares. So they don't sell it all at once. They have these bots that come out and just sell like 200, 200, 200, 200, 200, 200, 200. And people pick up on those patterns. And then people get scared and they start selling those. But that's exactly what the whale wants.
It's like a rich person puts a trap out, which is a bot, doing all kinds of crazy robot buys. It affects
sells,
the market.
Sells. Yeah, or buys.
And then
but
whale,
in my example, it's a sell.
Right. And then how does whale come in? And
well, no, they sell all of it.
Right.
And as the prices keeps going down, but now panic is taking over. So they're done selling.
Right.
And now the price plummets.
Yeah.
Continually, because people are freaking out,
right?
And or FOMO, and people may be shorting it or whatever. Right. And then all of a sudden they decide to start buying again at that much lower price.
How is this?
And then that drives the market up again because people are like, oh, look, there's all this activity. Look at all the people buying Bitcoin or Dogecoin.
Dogecoin. If I hear one more fucking joke from comedians about Dogecoin, I will.
It doesn't surprise me.
Oh, my God. Why am I hearing that all the time? I don't want to hear any more crypto jokes.
Because it's huge in the independent libertarian-y community, kind of.
Dogecoin.
It's like their freedoms.
Right. You can buy guns with it, I guess.
The free market.
Their free
market also shows what happens when you have a free but not fair market. We want a fair market, not a free market.
Well, you know, a lot of people don't want that.
Right.
The people in
charge.
Because
they're making all the money.
It's good for them.
That's the headline there.
Yay.
I know China said they're cracking down on crypto, and it's taken a big hit again. It was up to 60-something thousand or for one Bitcoin. And
how do you regulate?
Now it's back down the upper 30s, I think.
How the fuck would you regulate it? Just regulate number of buys or
yeah, or how much you can buy and sell within a certain period of time.
Yeah.
To where it gets to the point of affecting the market. You know, whatever. Yeah. I guess. I don't know.
Where does everybody keep their Bitcoin? Like
finance guy.
Yeah. Like if you have,
I was.
Yeah. But yeah, you absolutely.
I forget. I was a senior financial analyst. Senior financial analyst.
Definition of a finance guy.
At a pretty big company.
Okay. So.
Well, I don't know.
How much of your income should you turn into Dogecoin?
None of my finance guy stuff had to do with,
how much of your net worth should be tied up in Dogecoin? Most of it.
Well, how much net worth do you have?
Three
is the question.
$3 trillion fucking dollars.
Oh, well then, by the way, it doesn't mean fuck all for you. It's fun.
Okay. What if you have very little?
Don't.
If we, yeah, very little.
It's typical. Don't. It's like gambling. Don't treat it like gambling. Don't ever buy or bet more than you can afford to lose.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, if you're hoping to pay your rent. But,
yeah.
You know, then you're setting yourself up for trouble.
Is this just fucking gambling?
Of course.
Then go to the fucking card tables.
So is Wall Street.
Then go to the card tables. Fuck all this shit. All these fuckers, go to the fucking card tables then. Make it a gentleman's game. You got to sit there, any person's game, you know. And you got to sit there and you got to play poker. Bring back poker. If it's just gambling, then fuck it. This is just gambling.
Well, yeah. And they love doing it with other people's money. That's even better.
You're gambling on your computer screens. Why don't you nut up and go to the card table and play a little 5-card stud in front of other human beings? You keyboard warrior, finance warriors.
So we'll see where it goes.
I'm just kidding. I don't know.
It would have to. I did okay kind of for a while. So
yeah.
It would have to. Go way, 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 way down for me to. Actually, I'm still riding on their money. I got my money out and was playing with coins I made. So
right, this is gambling.
I'm still on house money.
What about are we still having a problem with the paper-handed bitches, the paper trading bitches, or something like that with the people that were buying the stocks just to manipulate it to fuck the rich people, like with GameStop and shit like that? Is that still going on?
Oh, that's kind of the same
thing.
I mean. But it's funny how they were squealing about it.
Yeah.
The rich people were squealing about literally just tens of thousands of regular people buying $100 here, $500 there.
They're doing what you do.
Right, exactly.
They're doing what you do.
Well,
you
that's
like
why they got mad, right? How dare they?
Sorry.
Regular people are manipulating the market. That's what I pay Charles Schwab to do.
Right. It's so, you know, listen, I am so sorry. When these rich people get their feelings hurt, boy, they get upset, don't they?
Yeah, it really.
Well, their money.
It really makes me feel for them.
Right.
Over at the HuffPo, that commie pinko liberal.
Defeat.
Rag.
Yay.
240 plus deaths later, Israel agrees to cease fire. That's good news. That's one of those good news question marks.
Yeah.
So at least the rockets hopefully won't be flying for a minute.
Right.
The Israeli security cabinet has agreed to a ceasefire with the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Netanyahu's office announced today a move that could pause the worst clash since 2014. Hamas also confirmed the ceasefire.
If you want to follow along with Pat, the story is on our Facebook. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving.
The HuffPo version?
Yeah.
Oh. Quiet. After Israeli crackdown on Palestinians in Jerusalem during the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, Hamas began launching rockets into Israel. Israel responded with airstrikes on Gaza.
Oh, shit.
The crowded and isolated territory ruled by Hamas that killed dozens of civilians, including more than 60 children, and destroyed critical infrastructure like medical facilities. Gaza health officials say 232 Palestinians were killed. Hamas attacks have killed at least 12 Israelis, at least 2 children.
Why are we selling the Israelis so many weapons?
Well, Bernie has said he's going to try to block it in the Senate.
The weapons sale.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
There you go. Good, good news, I guess.
Why don't they stop with settlements?
Well, there you go.
I mean, if they're going to have a two-state solution, then
they don't want us two-state. But Netanyahu's people and the conservatives don't want it.
Has anyone asked them? You know, all they can say is no. Did Jared ask? Hey, guys, I don't know if
I know a number of Jewish people, and none of them support Israel.
They want They want a two-state solution.
Well, yeah,
right?
and not that it shouldn't exist, of course, or anything like that. Of course, Israel should exist, they say, but it shouldn't. They shouldn't be doing what they're doing to the Palestinians. This apartheid bullshit.
Yeah,
figure it out. And mowing down neighborhoods with bulldozers while people are basically still in them ain't the way to fucking do it.
How do you think? People, I mean, I just don't understand that. How are people?
And then, why do those terrorists send rockets over at us?
Right, and the rockets they shoot at Israel are a lot different.
Why do you terrorists mow down people's houses while they're in them?
Yeah, yeah.
There you go.
Didn't you say the rockets the Palestinians use, they're different?
They're like bottle rockets. Yeah, I mean,
they're
not
what Israel has.
Yeah, I mean, they're deadly, obviously, and they're horrible, and they shouldn't be doing it. But nor should the Israelis be doing what they're doing.
No, yeah.
You got to wait in line 2 hours to leave Gaza to go into it, what's supposed to be your country still?
It sounds horrible.
Right. And it's one of the most densely packed places on the planet.
Yeah.
So they're crammed into an increasingly smaller and smaller area.
And then they have the
surrounded by razor wire.
But then how do they justify these settlements?
This is our right. This is our property. It's the Holy Land. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, because their population is growing and they need to expand. But it's not like, let's say we wouldn't do that. We wouldn't say, hey, Canada, we're gonna start running out of real estate here. We're gonna move into part of your country.
Well, right.
I don't know. Hey, obviously, Jared didn't really work this out when he was over there with
the terrorism is horrible.
Yeah.
And needs to stop. But crazy disproportionate responses are also uncool.
Yeah, man. And you can't and you can't separate. You can't separate what's going on from the circumstances that the Palestinians live in. I mean, it's fucking horrible.
Most of the people in Palestine don't like Hamas.
Yeah.
They say the conservatives are like, they keep electing them. Oh, just like Russia keeps electing Putin.
Yeah, but what do you
think? I'm sure Hamas is having free and fair elections in Gaza.
And what do you... I'm sure... I don't know, man. How is how is Palestine supposed to exist when they have, you know, that wall and they can't... It's so densely packed.
Well, right. And then it's bifurcated. There's that. There's the Gaza, the West Bank, and then there's Gaza, the Gaza Strip, which is two separate areas. Yeah.
Well, that sucks.
Increasingly small. Look at the maps from when Israel was created. till now.
Well, what does Israel want to do? Do they feel like they have to take over Palestine or something? Is they want the whole place?
Or even go back to, what is it, the 1970-something lines or whatever after some other fucking war that you know, everybody agreed, you should go back to those borders. And the Israelis are like, fuck you, we want this land.
You know what some fucking Marjorie Taylor Greene Republicans would say? They would say, well, people win wars and things happen. And people lose and lose their land. It's fucking nutty shit like that.
That's what they say about the American Indians.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We brought Jesus to those savages.
So the victors go the spoils. Lunatics.
So a ceasefire. I mean, it's a complicated situation, obviously. And one thing, though, is everybody has to fucking remember that being anti-Israel politics does not mean being anti-Semitic. That's another trope that the drool cuppers on the right always try to sling. Oh, you're anti-Semitic. You hate Jews.
Yeah.
Did you see fucking Hannity called Rashida Tlaib, who is Palestinian?
Yes.
Our representative. She is of Palestinian descent.
Okay.
Holocaust lover. Because she is critical of what Israel does.
Holocaust lover?
Last night, that cum stain Hannity.
Do these people, it's like, do they want violence to happen to people? Because, like, it's
of course
they do. You're right. Because it's that kind of shit, man.
And they'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't advocate violence at all.
Holocaust lover. Jesus. God, Hannity, you're fucked up, dude. I mean, are you, man? I mean, why do you say that? Why is that even in your vocab? Who would think that?
Well, what has he got these days?
Ever.
Because he can't masturbate on the air to the president anymore.
Sure you can. Sure you can, necklace. Pull out that penis to yank away.
I wonder if there's a clip. Media Matters has it. But
Hannity's
they have
so
a five-minute clip. I don't want to listen to Hannity for 5 minutes to find that one clip. But I can read the transcript.
Joe Biden is now keeping his promise to Congresswoman Tlaib.
You know, Congresswoman Tlaib's greatest hits include her 2019 outburst that she gets a calming feeling every time she thinks of the Holocaust. Why would Joe Biden be taking consult from her? Because that's virulent anti-Semitism. So you got like a Holocaust lover in Congress advising the president on Israeli policy. You can't have it any more ass backwards than this.
God.
Well, now I got to look up what Rashida Tlaib said.
I think I remember something about this.
I would bet it's taken out of context or twisted.
I was about to say, yes, prepare to be shocked, but I think she was taken out of context. God, he's so stupid. He gets so fucking worked up. I feel like some parts of this, the man must rehearse. Hannity. Does he?
No, he does a radio show too. Right?
Yeah, that's true. He's just bloviating. He's a professional bloviator.
Right. Moron.
Yeah, oh, that's true. He is a dumb fuck. He is really stupid. Is he the dumbest guy on Fox?
God damn. I mean,
I don't include the, you know, there's something.
I guess so. I mean, I think.
Fox and Friends, they're pretty stupid, but not like Hannity.
Well,
stupid,
I was just
right?
going to say Kilmeade is really dumb.
But they all said everybody needed the vaccine, though. In his show.
That's true.
So, like, that's something. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think Jesse Waters is Tucker. Pretty stupid. No, I think Tucker is evil and smart.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
White supremacist, racist.
Yeah, you're right, Jesse Waters.
Nazi-esque.
Right, Nazi-esque.
Last week, Rashida Tlaib said in an interview it gave her a calming feeling to think of her Palestinian ancestors giving up their lives and their land to create a safe haven for Jews fleeing the persecution of the Holocaust.
Well, gee, Pat, it sounds like they took her words out of motherfucking context. Oh, shit. What a shocker. That's a lot different than Hannity implied, right?
Is
that correct? That's fucking opposite, you necklace fuck.
Many right-wing critics interpreted her statement as meaning the Holocaust itself gave her a calming feeling, others accusing her of anti-Semitism, as they have often done since her election.
Yeah.
Trump tweeted, this is a while ago,
right?
When he was still president.
Vomit.
Trump tweeted that she had tremendous hatred of Israel and the Jewish people. I remember that.
You know, Hannity,
so that's, it was a lie.
Yeah, Hannity's got this dumb, he's got this dumb fucking ham face, but it's a tiny face. It's like his whole face is getting sucked into the center of his face. You know what I mean? Little beady eyes, little tiny nose. Fuck you.
So, lying.
Right.
John Hannity. I know you're shocked to hear
that. I mean,
this
is like a beady-eyed, evil little
something out of nothing.
Little fox head, you know, white guy, as opposed to Matt Gaetz, who's got a big, elongated fucking head, evil white guy.
Yeah, but they all have these weird small faces, like on a big head. Like they're like somebody pulled them by the nose and everything shrunk in.
Yeah, something's wrong with them, internally and externally. Bigly.
Tweet us during the show, y'all, at Crab Diving, etc., etc.
Yes.
A couple likes on the Shelby picture.
Damn, that is a great picture, intern.
Look at you, Shelby, looking svelte.
Good girl.
Losing weight.
Good girl.
Gohmert's trending.
Uh-oh, what did he say?
We got to do breaking news.
I'm guessing that he accidentally sent Susie Collins a picture of his penis.
No, this is great.
Okay. What did he say?
But more involved. We were doing better on our SATs until President Carter created a Department of Education. When I took it, did very well. It got me into the honors program at A&M. And I'm sure that shocks people that think I'm the dumbest guy in Congress, but part of the honors program.
No, it does. This is just because you get into good schools. We know we have unlimited Republican examples of
four years
with JDs and MBAs and PhDs and MDs who are stupid as fuck.
Oh my God. This is pretty good, Gomer.
Yeah, this
nice
is a great
find.
One.
Oh, are we not?
We're done? Program at A&M, and I'm sure that shocks people that think I'm the dumbest guy in Congress. But yeah, part of the honors program, and that was really nice. You know, about 100.
That's the clip. That's it.
I'm the dumbest guy in Congress.
I'm sure that shocks people. Think I'm the dumbest guy in Congress. So he's heard that. He's heard that many times.
Hi, I'm Louis Gohmert.
Maybe he listens to our show.
I'm Louis Gohmert's therapist. And I'm going to say, Louis.
Therapist?
Yeah, I'm his therapist. Louis, do you ever wonder why? What do you think people say you're the dumbest guy in Congress? Why?
Because they're intimidated by my brilliance and my barbecue skills.
Okay, I'm going to give you a prescription for a whole lot of pills. There's nothing I can do.
I've already got one for that Viagra.
We're going to take that one away. For the planet, for the good of the planet.
It looks like Jen Psaki handed Peter Ducey his little tiny marbles again.
Bam, motherfucker! Fuck you!
Topics quickly. First, House Republicans are claiming that they have significant circumstantial evidence that COVID-19 originated in a lab. Has the White House seen any circumstantial evidence that it did not?
Wait, have they seen circumstantial evidence that it did not occur in a lab?
Is Jen Psaki stretching out while he's asking this question?
No,
she's limbering up, getting ready.
She's looking at her notes. She's not even bothering to...
Any circumstantial evidence that it did not originate in a lab?
Well, I think first I would caution you against disproving a negative there, which is never the responsible approach in our view when it comes to getting to the bottom of the root causes of a pandemic that has.
Exactly. You don't disprove a negative. It's a logical fallacy. Prove to me that there's not an invisible flying pink elephant behind me right now that you can't see or smell or taste or hear, but it's there.
How is it fair that
touch?
But yeah,
I don't know why you'd want to taste the big elephant, but you know what I mean.
Somebody eats elephant.
Prove it ain't there.
Right, right.
I believe it's there. Prove there's no God. That's why, you know, it's tough. I believe there's no way to prove. You can't prove there's no God. I personally don't believe there's one, but I can't be 100% sure. Money. Well, I don't know how you're going to collect, because one of us is going to have to be dead to figure out.
You got to prove that there's a God to keep me from taking your money. So how are you going to do that?
Well, exactly.
I'll prove that you're...
Well, that's the burden on them. And then that's why when they try to turn it around and say, prove there isn't, you cannot. It's not the burden of the atheist. The atheist, most atheists do not assert there is no God unequivocally. Well, they'll say, I believe there's no God. I'm pretty sure there's no God. But you can't disprove it. There could have been a God that created everything and fucking bailed. Well, right now, there's no evidence of anything.
I would assert to these Christians that if there is a God, you have a very fucked up understanding of him, because he's, like you said, he's mean.
Well, the
transphobic
Christian
God, John Cleese, that says
the God in their
shit?
Book is mean.
Yeah, the British guy.
Responsible approach, in our view, when it comes to getting to the bottom of the root causes of a pandemic that has killed hundreds of thousands of people in the United States. I will say that our view continues to be that there needs to be an independent, transparent investigation, and that needs to happen with the cooperation and data provided from the Chinese government. We don't have enough information at this point to make an assessment.
There you go. A responsible thing. Not, we have circumstantial evidence. We have some asshole who's decided, and he went on Fox and said, I have circumstantial evidence. Just like, what's her face? Has the circumstantial evidence of Dominion.
Oh, yes, sure.
Sidney Powell.
Right, right.
And Lynn Wood. They have tons of evidence.
And I like the way she attacked that. It's just not responsible. Your question isn't responsible, and it's impossible to answer. You're an idiot. Are there any adults that want to talk to me?
Well, and spot the Fox.
Yeah, really.
You know, spot the conservative media. Jesus Christ, with their...
Why is Fox in there? Why are they in there? Kick him out!
And they're desperate to prove that China did this on purpose. For some reason.
You know what? If the Biden administration, if you want to win over liberals, you kick Fox out of that briefing room, because that will piss off the right like nobody's business. And the squealing and the butt hurt will be prolific.
Butt-hurtery? Beautiful. You know, I don't think. Let them ask. No, we...
They're not news.
But
they are
but look
news.
At all the great... Look at all the great true. Body slams right. We're getting to...
Hey, Jen,
witness.
Be a little meaner, man. You can be meaner if you want. You kind of were reserved there. That guy, fuck that guy. I watched that, and I'm just so mad. Why in the fuck were we? Who was the last press secretary? Who was the last?
Cammie McNinney.
God, did the people?
That lying pork face.
Did no one care about this country? Why was she press secretary? It was a bunch of non-adults. Nobody gives a shit. Trump liked her.
Trump liked her.
Oh, my God. Because why?
Hey.
She's a tiny little blonde chick. Is that why he liked her?
No, I'm sure she was very cool. She was worse. I mean, better in his eyes, better for Trumpists. They loved her than what's her face?
Then
Sarah Huckabee.
No. I don't like, you know.
Oh, she was worse.
She was worse. I don't like Sarah Huckabee because
at least
she to me is scarier.
But at least
scarier than McEnany.
Occasionally, Sarah Huckabee tried to pretend like she was nice.
I will
McEnany never.
Sarah
for
Huckabee.
A moment showed anything but contempt for the press.
The reason you have to vote blue is because what I'm afraid of is. She's going to be the governor of Arkansas. She will. She's going to run. God. Why wouldn't she be? I said, love the shit out of her.
She's
an asshole fucking Republican, mean as shit.
Aren't there any firebrand liberals in Arkansas that can step up?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think she will be governor of Arkansas, and then she will be governor, and she will not do anything insane.
Look.
And then people will be like, look, I'm going to be president one day. Fuck you.
Look.
She's going to be president. She's going to run for president.
Ooh.
That's so gross. You know it.
Maybe it'll be DeSantis Huckabee.
Oh my God. That I see, I don't think that would work. I think he'd have to flip it. She is much smarter than Ron DeSantis. I'm sorry. There's no way Ron DeSantis. I mean,
that's true.
I mean, see, I'm not saying
he's an idiot.
And I don't mean that in a way to say, oh, I am in a complimentary way. Like, she's smart. Like,
well, I never thought she was stupid.
Stephen
I always
Miller
thought
is
she
smart.
Was. Yeah, yeah. I don't think he's stupid either.
Yeah.
They're
scary.
Evil. Yeah.
They're very scary politicians. Will Stephen Miller ever run for president?
No. I mean, God, I hope so, but no. Elsewhere in the news.
Yes.
The winds continue here.
Maybe he'll find
his way. There's a storm in the Gulf that they're starting to watch.
Gosh, everybody start praying.
As we just start slipping the tip into the actual hurricane season, and already we've got a storm that could end up being the first named storm.
Hey, landlord, if you're listening to the Grab Diving Podcast on Stitcher, Spotify, podcasting app, the front window over it needs to be fixed. That front window needs to shit back on it properly.
Oh, that metal awning that comes down and covers it?
Yeah, I mean.
In a hurricane?
Yeah. Oh, God. Please, no hurricane. The thing about it is it's a shitty hurricane season sucks because you're watching it. You're like, oh, my God. Thank God it's not hitting us. It's hitting somebody else.
Well, this is good news. This is over at the Drudge Report, one of their other links. I just sullied my computer with a Breitbart link. I really kind of hate doing that. I don't like giving them clicks.
Yeah.
But this is a scary story to them.
Okay.
Younger Americans are reshaping the country with a philosophy of life that rejects faith in God and organized worship, at the same time defining success and morality in terms of personal happiness and economic social justice. Oh my God!
Wait a second!
They're not prioritizing personal wealth, and fuck you, I got mine, God wants us to.
They're prioritizing equality, like they did in the Bible, right?
Personal happiness and economic social justice, that's bad?
I apparently do. Jesus Christ.
What did the founders say? Life, liberty. What's the next one?
Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness.
There you go.
So
even they were into happiness.
Yeah, even these fucking slave owners. But the pursuit of happiness.
Well, yeah.
Not these guys.
Not for everyone.
Not these guys.
They wanted it for them white land owning selves, at least.
And then we're going to keep these guys, but these guys will give me more votes, right? That's crazy.
A survey from the Cultural Research Center at Arizona Christian University.
Oh, my Christ on a fucking stick. I understand you can't prove a negative, but this Jesus shit is bullshit, okay? Go fuck yourself with this fucking religion, guys. In the Arizona Christian Academy of fuckdom. Do you guys color over the nipples and the fun
their
parts?
Own?
In the what?
Their own?
Yeah. I tell you what, out there in the Southwest.
We get flesh-colored tattoos over our nips. We bleach them.
Listen.
Bleach them out so you can't see them.
I had to tell you something. You be careful going out there to these. If you're into these churches, you're going out to church in the middle of fucking nowhere, especially in the Southwest. You better check yourself, and make sure you're not in some culty scene, because those motherfuckers will get their little hooks into you, and you won't know what's happening. And all of a sudden, you're giving your partner over to some sex cult or some shit like that.
The American Worldview Inventory 2021, an annual survey examining the perspectives of adults age 18 and over in the United States, found that while 57% of millennials,
yes,
I got a frog, consider themselves to be Christian, 43% don't know, care, or believe that God exists.
They don't give a fuck.
They don't know. They don't care. They don't believe. Who gives a fuck? Right.
Yeah. Here's what they know and what they believe. Everyone has four jobs right now.
Well, and they see the hypocrisy of the older generations, of these older Christians,
right,
that are everything but, if you follow what that dude in the Bible, whether he's a real person or a character,
Jeebus,
had to say.
Yeah, these millennials are like, hey, your wacko religion has a problem with my gay friends, with my trans friends.
Yeah, so and doesn't that wacko religion, didn't Jesus say it's easier to put a camel through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter heaven?
Yeah, absolutely.
That ain't vague.
Right. And also, it's 2021.
Yeah.
I think younger people are, I don't know. They just don't give a fuck. They don't, these old fuck twunts.
They see what assholes they are.
Yeah.
And the horrible shit. And now, because of social media, I mean, you know, it's a good thing because it's a good thing and a bad thing. But part of the good thing is that good stuff is being seen and bad shit is being seen.
Right.
And millennials are horrified by the shit that these evangelicals are turning this fucking country into.
Boomer.
All these abortion laws.
Normal people do not want to see a war upon women.
They want wages.
Yeah.
They want to get paid for doing the work. And they don't want to work themselves to death and not have any good life. Oh, well, you can retire. Oh, great. I'll be broken and exhausted when I'm 70 and I retire.
Yeah, and
from a shitty job I don't like.
Right.
No, there are people who are lucky and are in jobs they love and don't ever want to retire and stuff.
Right.
Rock on. But I'm talking about people that like do backbreaking work.
Everybody deserves a fucking vacation.
Of course.
In Europe, don't they have mandated leave?
6-8 weeks.
I mean, the thing is,
vacation.
If they can do it over there, we can do that. We can fucking do it. It's just people standing on the fucking ground. That's all it is, walking around doing bullshit. If they have paid leave, we can do it.
Comparatively, 70% of Gen X Americans, 79% of boomers.
Okay, boomer.
83% the builder generation? That's what they call them?
The builders.
The builder generation, born 1927 to 1945, consider themselves to be Christian.
Right. They had to build everything, though.
70%. But look at how it's been going down. The builders, 83%. Boomers, 79%. Gen X, 70%.
So wow.
That's going down, but now it's really gone down. It's only 57% now.
Are they the builders? Because that was back during a time when it was like, okay, I want a fence. You wouldn't call a guy to make a fence. You would go to some place to get wood, and you would make your own fence. You would have to build it yourself.
I guess it's Depression, 27, right before the Depression, and through the Depression and the war. So,
I don't know
why they're called the builders. I had never heard that before.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear that before?
Never.
I heard the greatest generation, they called them, because they did the war and survived the fucking Depression.
Right.
But I've never heard it called the builder generation. It's interesting.
Maybe it's because there was a lot of manufacturing after.
Maybe.
I don't fucking know.
According to the survey, where is this? 31, 28, 27% don't know, care, believe God exists of those three generations.
Well, listen, God is not sending you a W-2 at the end of the year. Sorry. If God pay, hey, God, you want people to be into you? You got to pay, because the way it works now is you pray, and nothing happens, right? So.
But look at this. I mean, 27% of the builder generation, those are, 27 to 45, those are our elders.
Yes.
Don't believe, that's a huge number, I think.
Yeah.
27% of them,
that's
over
a
fourth of them, don't believe in a God or don't care.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I mean, they're older. Maybe they spent time on the earth and they've come to this decision that, there's not really anything up there. I'd be surprised if there were. I don't know.
Millennials are far more likely than other generations to define success in life as happiness, personal freedom, or productivity without oppression.
Right. Productivity without oppression. That means
you do what you want. You work. Yeah. What's bad in there? Consider. Here we go. Far more likely than other generations to consider an abortion performed to reduce personal, economic, or emotional discomfort to be morally acceptable.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, and it's like,
consider premarital sex with someone expected to be their future spouse to be morally acceptable. Wait a second. They're still asking that question?
Yeah.
Do you think it's morally acceptable to have sex with someone you're going to marry? I think you're a fucking idiot if you don't.
Yeah, I mean, you know, right. I don't know. I don't know.
Sexual compatibility is a big deal.
Right. You guys.
You may luck out.
Right.
But you may not.
You probably won't. Maybe you will.
Oh, well, this is crazy. Deem reincarnation a real possibility. Well,
shit, yes.
No less likely or
what am I going to come
or
back
more
as?
Likely than what you guys throw at us.
Okay, okay. Let's say it's a possibility. How the fuck does it work? How does it work? How do I get turned into something?
They're more likely than other generations to be liberal regarding fiscal and social policies and to champion liberal theology.
What does that even mean? Like, Jesus is cool and chill and possibly black.
Yeah, and Jesus would love gay people and be hanging with them and the prostitutes and the drug addicts and all that.
Yes.
He would certainly not be hanging up with the finance cunts in their ivory towers smoking a cigar.
You gotta hope not. I mean, you gotta hope not.
Not according to that book, if you believe that character.
You think Jesus sits up there in heaven the whole fucking time, watches people do their shit and everything, and from when he was nailed, when his daddy nailed him on the cross, he's like, okay, I love humans, I forgive them, but he's been watching humans for years and years and years. He says, you know what, I fucking hate these guys. He's going to come back down, and he's strapped, and he's fucking us all up. What if that happens, Christians? What then, motherfuckers?
Bill Donahue, that fuck, Catholic League president, he's like, you know what he is? He is... like the equivalent of a police union leader.
Yeah.
For the Catholics, right? Because he's not a priest.
Well, he's a protector of pedophiles, right?
He's an explainer. He's an apologist of it.
Let me explain this raping. A priest, a person in authority, that in a position of trusted authority, who supposedly is talking to God, is raping children, and I'm going to defend that.
he's worried about the radical individualism.
Ooh, right.
How can a society be expected to care for those in need, having rejected the Mother Teresa model? What? It is the job of every individual to tend to the needy.
Right.
Oh, are you? Wait. Are you talking to Republicans?
Yeah, yeah. The tend to the needy. They're more like tend to the needy. Let me take out my dick and pee on them.
Oh, here we go. It's the job of every individual to tend to the needy. There are only two choices left. Do nothing or have the state provide for them. See, that's what we say. That's why we say we don't mind paying taxes to help people.
Right.
Because then, I mean, you still should commit individual acts of charity, but then we don't have to go around all the time individual organizations or whatever.
Right.
We can say, hey, we would like our taxes to be able to give people who can't eat food.
Right, right, right.
Well, and health care.
No, that's what GoFundMe's for.
And education. Well, in the hellscape that we've become, it is.
It's crazy.
And people that want to try to stay alive to pay for their health care.
So they put up a fucking... It's crazy.
That's a sin. I mean, that's one of the biggest stains on our society is that people have to go to GoFundMe to try to stay alive.
Yeah. It fucking
horrific.
Sucks.
Barbarians.
I hope I'm using the right hashtags to fucking...
Capitalist barbarians. I mean, there could be more decent capitalism.
Right.
Sorry, go. Breitbart, obviously.
Yes.
Outraged.
Yes.
That 43% of millennials don't believe or don't give a fuck about God.
Okay, yeah, they don't. They don't because God ain't paying them. And I mean that in a very practical way. I mean, if you're driving Lyft and working full time, when do you want someone to head out to church and talk to no one? When are they supposed to do that? And finish college and do all this other bullshit. Let me pray. Okay.
Oh my God, Hank Kuhneman. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody, but I got to play this one. So Jesus. Hank is on a personal quest to be the poster boy for Christian prophet butthurt for being called out on his lies after they were all saying, don't worry, Trump's going to win.
Well, you can't criticize me. You're not a prophet. You don't know what it's like.
Well, yeah. And then he's gone after people. Here he is again. Here's another
Jesus
one.
Christ.
What a whiny little bitch.
Well, it's who they are.
There's a lot of people touching many of God's true and choice servants right now. Ooh. They better be careful because God will not acknowledge certain things that he's called them to or put within their office. Huh? It's a dangerous place. Okay? And some of you might get leprosy.
Hank is upset that people like Right Wing Watch and us are calling him out on his bullshit. So I don't know. I'm worried about leprosy now. Are you?
Yeah, absolutely. And did he get lost in his own bullshititude there? I mean, because sometimes you hear
What did that even mean?
Sometimes you hear these in Evangelicalville. You hear these, especially Southern Baptists. You'll hear these people praying. And it's a lot of Lord, our God, our Father, our Almighty, our God. And it's a bunch of phrases strung together sometimes. And it's all of a sudden you're like, what are you saying?
Yeah, he. Is something about the office?
Be careful because God will not acknowledge certain things that he's called them to or put within their office.
He will not acknowledge certain things he has called
into or put into within his office.
Within their office.
Within their office, meaning within their reach. Maybe. I'm trying to speak Christian. It's tough.
I guess he means that.
Might be easier if
God's dropping leprosy on people.
You know, the funny thing is, I think it would be just as difficult to translate blah, blah, ding, ding, dong, dong.
Good God.
It doesn't make any sense either. Within his office. Whatever, Hank.
This one is an amazing duo now.
Okay.
This is Rick Wiles.
Yay.
Virulent, disgusting anti-Semite, homophobe.
Right.
Christian pastor. So, okay. I mean, I guess that's redundant.
Yes. Pat. I think so.
Or I could have just said Christian pastor and the rest you could have assumed.
Well, I mean, you could be a, right. You could be like a Wiccan pastor, I think.
Evangelical pastor. How's that?
Right. That's the same thing. I think.
With a Wiccan? Wiccans aren't evangelical.
No. Evangelical and Christians, same thing, right?
No. Catholics aren't evangelical.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Nor are Methodists evangelical?
Yeah.
Really?
I think so.
Hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I just assume so.
Here is Rick Wiles and now out on his I'm Not Gay Anymore tour.
Yes.
Milo fucking Yiannopoulos. That fucking jizzburger of a human.
Well, Milo, I thought in Rick, I'm sorry, and no offense, but I thought Milo at least was a few clicks above Rick Wiles.
He was at one point. I mean, he was a Breitbart writer. He was right. One of their dudes.
And Breitbart is bigger than Rick than True TV.
And the right was like, you know, look, we've got a gay. and he was particularly gross. Milo is still particularly gross. Well, now allegedly he's gone through Christian therapy to suck the gay out of him.
Okay.
And he's no longer gay.
What do they use for that? Is it like a Floby?
The therapist's tonsils.
Come here, Mr. Bachman.
The Milo is on the fucking True News with Rick Wiles show. Listen to this bullshit.
Our culture in America.
It's not that long. It's under a minute, everyone. So, you know, gird your ear loins appropriately.
Yeah.
I am so glad that we've gotten together.
I'm so glad you're not a Jew. Oh, excuse me. I'm so glad we've gotten together.
It's so horrible.
Glad that we've gotten together. You surprised me, and I really was surprised. You told me that you have watched True News for years.
I have. I've as I was sort of teaching myself how to be...
Hate Jews.
Is he British?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
As I was sort of teaching myself how to be provocative
Jews.
And interesting and chameleonic and all the rest of it, I looked out on American media and tried to identify the other people that had this same gift. And, you know, you are one of the people I've been watching for years. You have a very special...
Oh, my God. I thought you said you weren't sucking dick anymore.
Do you not? You know what? I think Milo just doesn't know this guy, and he's trying to appeal to his fan base. You surely, Milo, have you listened to Rick Wiles over the years?
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe he likes him.
What's your favorite episode? What's your favorite thing I've ever said? Oh, well, you know, it's hard to nail it down exactly what...
The people I've been watching for years, you have a very special, very natural talent for irritating all the same people that I can't stand. So, you know, And one of the interesting...
I feel like I found my son.
Oh. Is that why this made it in here today?
I feel like I found my son.
I gotta tell you, if Rick Wiles tells me that, I'm like, give me some cyanide.
Wow.
Holy shit. That's gross.
All you need is like a 12-second blowjob from Milo, and you feel like you've found your son.
God, Milo, you really did give this. You gave this Rick Wiles a proper rimming, you did. I mean, my God.
And this shows who they are.
It's necessary.
Because not you've done good and inspired people, but you piss off the people I hate the most. That is what... makes you great. That's the troll culture of the right.
Yeah, and I know, I don't know. It's just embarrassing. My God, Milo, I'm embarrassed for you. That was so, it's so gross. Rick Wiles.
Really?
I mean, God,
isn't
Milo.
Is that amazing?
I mean, you're an asshole. Milo is a tremendous asshole, correct?
Oh, spectacular, yeah.
Everyone in this story that we're speaking of is a real fuckhead. Know that.
Two loathsome creatures.
Rick Wiles is insane.
And now they found love.
I feel like I found my son. Now they found each other here. Vile. Please, everyone, stop having children if this is what you're going to fucking produce. Jesus. Ugh. God damn.
So there you go. That's a great clip from Right Wing Watch.
You know the thing about Matt Gaetz?
You hate the people I hate. Oh, I found my son.
Tell me more about how much you've listened to my show.
You know, they had real chemistry, I think.
Yeah,
or maybe Milo
just spellbound.
Is Milo trying to angle for a anchor chair?
A guest host
on True News?
Maybe.
I don't know if Rick is Rick a bigger star?
I think he's trying to sell
a
book.
Oh yeah. Milo's an author. It's just weird to think of that. Henry Miller's an author too. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, I'm just saying it's
so
odd.
Is Don Jr.
Yeah. Don Jr., Milo. Who else has a book? Hannity, fucking
sure,
Trump.
Giuliani's
oh,
got
they all
one.
Got all these dumb fucks have books. They're all authors, right? So's Henry Miller. So's Hemingway. Big
sure.
deal. I'm just saying, maybe we are throwing that author word around.
Too
fuck me, man. Jeez.
What else have I got here? Thanks for listening, everybody. Look at that. Yay. Top of the hour, 5 p.m. here directly. It might be a little later when you hear this if you're listening live because we got a delay.
That's right, Pat.
I have this story.
Bill O'Reilly wrote a book, too. He's an author.
Many.
As well. How many?
Several books.
Oh, God. Everybody stop reading if that's what you're going to fucking read.
Speaking of people that don't read.
Okay.
Several counties in Oregon have voted to secede to Idaho.
So fucking what?
That's basically it. Voters in 5 rural Oregon counties, so all 15 people, approved measures on Tuesday to consider joining the state of Idaho.
Oh, hey, how many electoral votes does Idaho have and how many does California fucking have?
I think there's a disparate number there.
Wow, weird.
But they're leaving Oregon because it's too liberal.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Because, you know, Portland.
You'd rather be a part.
Has the majority of people probably at Portland and whatever the other city is that I can't think of in Oregon.
That's so
has
crazy.
Have liberals. Oregon's liberal as fuck. Or Portland's, you know, liberal as fuck.
Yeah, but if you get out there
and it is burning to the ground. So,
oh, yes.
You know, these conservatives out right. in eastern fucking Oregon with a couple of buffalo.
You know.
I don't know that there's buffalo in Oregon.
There are. I think so. There's buffalo in Montana. Why wouldn't there be in Oregon? It's very similar, I think.
I met some buffalo in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
But they were owned.
Oh, really? They were? Okay.
Big.
We were property.
Big motherfuckers and solid as fuck. I mean, yeah. Cows are pretty solid if you touch them. But they're, right.
Did you touch these guys? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were cool. The bison.
Right.
Five rural Oregon counties have voted to, as part of a long shot grassroots movement to break with a state dominated by liberal voters west of the Cascade Mountains.
Oh, that's a dumb move, guys.
Voters in Malheur, Sherman, Grant, Baker, and Lake. Counties all approved measures that would require county officials to take steps to promote moving. So it's just like, we want you to promote moving the Idaho border west to incorporate their population.
The Duke of Lake is leaving for the Kingdom of Idaho.
That's their exact.
None shall pass.
That's their exact accent.
Yeah.
All of those high British. Leaving. All of those highly educated British guys in Eastern Oregon.
The militias are coming.
Oregon voters voted for Biden over Trump by 16 points in 2020.
This is dumb.
But voters in those five rural counties gave between 69% to 79% votes for Trump.
Would you rather be?
But again, there's 10 of them.
Do you think we'd be better if we moved to if Pensacola was annexed to fucking Georgia or whatever or to Alabama? Do you think?
Well, we would be Alabama. We're 10 minutes away.
I was like, how horrifying! I guess.
They joined two other rural counties, Jefferson and Union, whose voters had approved the same measures last year.
Yeah, fuck you! We're going to Idaho. It's gonna suck.
The measures are backed by Move Oregon's Border for a Greater Idaho, a local organization that wants to grow Idaho west and south into some counties in Northern California.
Why?
They want to be saved from the liberals in the big cities.
Why do you, this is the no. This is it, what is better for people like these guys is to stay, and they get to complain and bitch and moan, but still
right.
Take advantage of all the great socialism that might happen in Oregon.
This election proves rural Oregon wants out of Oregon. No, it doesn't.
You do, fucknut, for dumb reasons. This doesn't prove anything.
It doesn't
anything.
Make sense at all.
It
means you're a bunch of treasonous fuckwaddles who if you don't get your way, want to move somewhere where only what you want can happen. You don't want democracy. They
this
want to
is
move
how
some
the Civil
right.
War starts. Exactly. So, wait, is it? It is that? It's not treasonous though. If you're saying I want to,
no, not.
I mean, overthrow.
But they voted for Trump, so
right. I mean, maybe if you tell them it is, they'll just move the state line. How dumb! How stupid! It's. Never mind.
The counties require commissioners to meet a few times a year to discuss the prospects. So they're just forcing them to have a meeting.
Oh,
that's all that's going on.
So much. It's just like Trump. They want to have rallies.
And there has to be barbecue.
We're going to have a meeting. Bring barbecue and bring that crank. We're going to leave this motherfucker.
Matt Gaetz is going to bring some girls.
When we move to Idaho, it's going to be a lot easier traffic. Children and sell heroin. Whatever these crazy fuckers do out. These fuckers that live out in the middle of nowhere in these like Pacific Northwest places. there are some crazy fucking people living out in the middle of like Montana, Idaho, Wyoming. Yeah. Get the fuck out of here.
Sure.
No, thank you, Idaho. I'd rather stay in Oregon. It sounds a lot more civilized.
So this is extraordinarily unlikely to succeed because it would require a vote from the Oregon legislature.
They have one?
Which is dominated by Democrats.
Right.
Then Oregon and Idaho would have to come up with some formal deal, which would then need to be ratified by the U.S. Congress to move the borders.
Right. Well, I'm voting no. If I was a congressional rep, I'd say no, unless you have something.
Unless you're a Republican.
Give me something.
And you'd probably say yes.
Right. They would vote yes. They would vote yes for this? They want more people probably in Idaho. Want more people.
Yeah, they want Idaho to have more electoral votes.
Do these people, I'm just fascinated. It's just never occurred. I've never thought about it. Oh, if only we could, if only our state line could be moved so we could be part of the great union of Georgia or Alabama. Ooh. I just don't understand where this is coming from. Who thinks of this is my point. Who sits around pining for the day they will have instead of OR at the end of their fucking mailing address? If only I could have ID. Could we be a part of the beautiful state of Idaho? You don't even know the bird. What's the capital of Idaho, fuckhead? You want to be a part of the state? Name it. I bet they can't. You know it?
No, well, probably not. Maybe.
The capital of...
They may know the state they want to go to.
Idaho, you know it.
Yeah. Boise?
Just kidding.
You testing me?
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah. Shit. I mean,
these fucking babies, idiots and babies, these Republicans.
You know, I'm watching Peaky Blinders for a second time, and there's all kinds of storylines. There's no spoiler alerts in what I'm saying, but a big part of the story are these labor disputes. And let me tell you something. Where that's concerned, we want to progress and evolve and move forward. Because it used to not be civilized.
Well, no, 2x4s and tire irons and shit.
Yeah, and like, that's what the Republicans want.
Yes.
And that's what they did. That's the violence they did on January 6th. That looked like that could have been an episode of Peaky Blinders. I mean, really, do we want that?
It's a really good show.
It's a great show, but I don't want to live in that. It's a great show, but there's nothing about that that says, boy, I'm ready to move to Liverpool. Right after World War I. Sounds like fun, you know?
Liverpool or Birmingham?
Birmingham, sorry.
This is a long intro.
Shit happened. It's just dying. Take a walk to the edge of town and go
across the track. That's the Peaky Blinders theme song.
What's the name of the actor that recently died that played Paul on the show? Shit. He just passed away, too. I can't remember.
I forgot her name. Yeah, too. She just passed.
Yeah. Helen McCroy. Paul Mooney.
Paul Mooney, yeah. Right. That's crazy. Paul Mooney was great.
He was in his 70s.
79. He was almost 80.
I was shocked. He's just been around forever. I thought he was going to be older. I mean, not that 80's young or anything like that, but.
He could have been around for 60 years.
Yeah, right.
I mean, started when he was 20-ish. We have other news.
Yes.
This is hilarious. Joy Reid refers to him as the crazy old retired blogger.
Yes.
In Florida.
Right.
Donald Trump, who really is doing nothing. You know, this
is he blogging
alleged
for
social
real?
Media site. That's supposed to be coming up is just him putting out crazy statements. It's like him tweeting, but in a blog post, a little bit longer.
Does he not understand that?
It's just Festivus.
But he's saying, hey, check out my new social media. Look at this blog. He doesn't understand that that's all that is. That's all he's doing.
So he's really upsetty pants about this announcement that it's now a criminal investigation of his crooked company in New York.
Yay! President to blogger in just a few short moments, really.
Right.
Congratulations.
From the desk of Donald J. Trump.
Right.
He's really upset that, that's today.
Yes.
Well, he most recently tweeted, they passed the commission.
Oh, yes. To look into the
January 6th insurrection. Right. 35 Republicans joined.
Holy shit. Wow.
That these days, that's fucking bipartisan as hell.
Again, it's very sad. That's nothing to be excited about. I mean, these people stormed the Capitol and only 37 or 35 Republicans. Bitch, where do they work? You would think everybody. Do you want to look into why a group of people stormed the place that you work at? Yes, I would very much like to. It's insane.
So Trump's not happy with them.
Right.
35 Republicans. You knew this was coming.
Yes, of course.
See, 35 wayward Republicans. They just can't help themselves. We have much better policy and are much better for the country. But the Democrats stick together. Republicans don't, which is not true.
Well, yeah.
They don't have the Romneys, little Ben Sasses, and Cheneys of the world. Unfortunately, we do. Sometimes there are consequences to being ineffective and weak. The voters understand! Exclamation point.
So you're blogging.
He's saying, vote out those 35 Republicans. Primary them.
Yes. Hey, speaking of ineffective and weak, what are you on Medium or something right now?
This is DonaldJTrump.com.
These
are his official statements he's putting out.
Is this a social media thing though?
We're not sure.
Okay.
It was supposed to be some kind of communications hub or something like that, but now all it really is him putting out kind of tweet-sized, except for the one about the New York investigation. A loan of $1.2 billion is closed on the asset known as the Bank of America building in San Francisco, California. The interest rate is approximately 2%. Thank you.
Okay. Good blog.
I don't know what that means. He got
passionate.
He got a loan?
Passionate blog there. Beautiful. Moving.
Means. Stick with Kirstie Alley. She's a great actress, loved by so many people, and a true original. She's also strong and smart. Many millions of people greatly appreciate her support of our country. Thank you, Kirstie. You are truly appreciated. Was on some show and said something nice about him. Oh.
How are we sticking with her? What does he mean? Is she on American Idol or some weird
She was on
game
like Hannity or Tucker or something like that.
Oh, is she a right wing?
Oh, yeah, crazy.
Wow. Jesus fucking Christ. You're Savick. You're Savick from Star Trek II, one of the best movies. You're Savick.
And I thought she was good on Cheers. I thought she did a decent job after Shelley Duvall left.
She's a Trumper.
Not Shelley Duvall, Shelley Long.
Yeah.
Shelley Duvall was
in Popeye. She played Olive Oil.
And in The Shining.
Oh, yes. She won an Oscar for... Popeye.
Remember.
No, not Popeye. Did you ever see that musical with Robin Williams?
I did.
That's a second Robin Williams reference.
That's kind of crazy.
It's a good fucking movie, though.
Then here's the big one. I'm certainly not going to read all of this. There's nothing more corrupt than an investigation that is in desperate search of a crime. But make no mistake, that is exactly what's happening here, he says. Not that they were looking at it civilly and they found so much that they said, oh, now we're looking at this criminally because we're finding shit. No, that's not how he thinks.
No.
Well, that's what he thinks. That's what he knows. But what he's telling his droolers is, oh, it's just they're looking for a crime.
Well, you know, let's go back to the Mueller report then. What about that? Because you know what Bob Mueller actually said? He said that if we thought we found something that exonerated Donald Trump of any wrongdoing,
we didn't find anything.
Yeah,
that
we would have said that.
Right?
Right?
Yeah,
we would have said so.
Basically, they said if we could indict him, we would have, but we can't. So Congress has the ability to remedy the situation.
That is not saying he's innocent.
I put in a new tray today. So
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking.
But that's not
my
saying.
My Invisalign tray. Yeah.
Yeah. But that's not saying he's innocent at all.
No, of course not. It's just the opposite, basically. If you read, I read the whole fucking 200 page
Did
something.
You really?
Yeah. Of the second part. The first part's unreadable. But the second part, I mean, there are parts I might have skimmed. But I read that whole thing.
Is it damning?
Yeah, they colluded like fuck. And the Ukraine, the second impeachment was we have the transcripts.
Yeah.
We had Vindman.
Right.
Who testified.
Yeah. Oh my God, yeah, I forgot all about Vindman and all those people that were very credible from the State Department.
Trump said, this is something that happens in failed third world countries, not the United States. If you can run for a president's office pledging to take out your enemies and be elected to that job by partisan voters who wish to enact political retribution, we are no longer, I know, I can't even get through this. We are no longer a free constitutional democracy. It's unreal. Unreal.
That's you. Oh my God. God.
No president has been treated the way I have.
Jesus.
With all
Christ.
The crime and corruption you read about with others, nothing happens. They only go after Donald Trump. No. This is what I've been going through for years. It's a very sad, dangerous tale for our country. But what it is, and we will overcome. But it is what it is. And we will overcome together.
Yay. Thank you, stupid.
I built a great company, employed thousands of people, and all I do is get unfairly attacked and and abused by a corrupt political system.
Right. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
God, just the...
You just need...
Seriously, just the...
How many Pampers and piles of Adderall do we need to ship over to Mar-a-Lago to make this fucknut?
And they talk about masculinity, like he's the most masculine president ever to exist. Big, giant, swinging balls.
Right.
Bigger than Reagan's. And he is such a tiny, bald, little, whiny, little piss baby.
And he said something that confused me. He says... He said, we have the best policies. He said that.
What are they?
I was going to say, because...
Come up with one, and we'll tell you how bad it is.
Trump, if you have an infrastructure deal, give it to your buddies in the GOP, because they don't like Biden's plan. But they don't have a plan.
Right. That's all Republicans do.
All they know how to do is cut taxes for rich people.
And obstruct.
Yeah. Congratulations.
This is funny. There was some kind of presser.
Right.
Kevin McCarthy and some of the other scumbags, Republicans. He's squealing about the commission.
Yes.
But right at the end, he gets asked a question.
Right.
Today, I'm going to show you the five foods you must avoid eating if you have arthritis.
There you go.
This Pelosi commission.
I have to skip that ad.
Well, what foods, man?
Well, I don't know. I skipped it.
Okay. I'm going to eat stuff later. I hope it's not one of these fucking foods.
You notice how McCarthy opened this Pelosi commission.
Oh, my God.
Right away.
Hey,
trying to put a smear name on it.
It's smear name. I don't understand.
Well, to his people, it's a smear name.
Yeah. Two impeachments, motherfucker. Dose.
Pelosi commission that we tried to work on for quite some time. Remember, I asked Pelosi for one on January 13th. She spent 4 months just playing politics with it. In that time period, an officer got killed on good.
Meanwhile, he's not talking about the officer killed at the insurrection, of course. He's
right.
Talking about the officer that got hit by the car.
Yeah.
In front of the White House or whatever.
Right.
Let's keep going.
Friday just across with this Capitol. She didn't want to have the scope to do that as well.
Oh, I know what I was going to say. A representative was on telly yesterday, a Democrat, waving around a copy of the letter that Kevin McCarthy sent to Pelosi when she started saying she wanted to do this commission.
Yeah.
And he said, here's what we want.
Right.
They got all of it. Literally all of it.
So they don't want to do anything. They're disingenuous. They're fucking liars.
Of course they are. And that's how they roll, like with Obamacare. They gutted it with 200 amendments they tried, and they forced Obama to get rid of the public option and all that stuff. Jeez. And then none of them voted for it.
What do you do with these people?
You can't trust them.
My thing is, like, can we be meaner to them or something? It won't matter. I mean, you know, but, like, we don't have to believe them anymore, right? When they say, hey, we want to do it, fuck them. Wait, we don't need them on a commission.
Have we believed them?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, some of the Democrats are pretending to try to be.
People believe that you can work with these motherfuckers, and they want to make voting go away. That's crazy.
I'm going to skip to the end because it's all, you know, just diarrhea flying out of his mouth. But the end part is the funny part.
Communication with any of the people
who knows what they're going to do on the commission. So, no, I don't think so.
Certain that none of your members were in any communication with any of the people who stormed Capitol Hill.
But thank you for the question. Everybody have a nice day.
Yes or no, motherfucker. Oh my God.
Do you believe any of your people were in contact with any of the insurrectionists? I don't believe anywhere, but thank you for bye. And then literally he was taking questions. And then he's like, I'm out of here.
You know what the answer to that is? Fuck no. Are you kidding?
I don't believe anywhere.
I don't believe so, but you never know. Some of the people in my office could be insurrectionists. Boy, so cavalier. The right wing, I mean, they called it tourism.
Yeah.
It was a sea, you could say an ocean, a throng, a mass. How would you describe the size of that crowd? Enormous.
Yeah, 30,000, 40,000 people or something. By the way,
fuck time.
Remember all the videos we see where they're all like, there's a million of us
right here
in D.C. And every person who has estimated it has said nowhere near.
Right.
Nowhere near six figures.
Yeah,
low two figures.
Have we heard?
Five figures.
Why were there so few cops? Protection for our capital.
Well, that's why we need a commission.
It's crazy,
man. To figure out what the fuck was going on there.
Because if the guy in charge says, oh, okay, guys, we're not going to have any riot gear or any cops the day I'm going to tell all my followers to storm that building. I mean, we got to fix that. We got to figure out how to not have that be a thing.
So Kevin McCarthy, the headline says, abruptly cuts off presser after being asked whether Republicans communicated.
Oh, I bet
with
you
Capitol
know,
rioters.
I bet you know. See, we think like, how deep does it go in the Republican Party? Oh, you know, probably just Marjorie Taylor Greene, maybe Boebert.
Boebert.
You know, but it might go real deep, and it might be shocking.
Yeah.
I mean, what if McCarthy was, you know, had the Oath Keepers?
No, I don't think so. He was on the phone with Trump yelling, right?
It could have gone wrong.
Allegedly.
I mean, you know, that's right. He was on the phone with him. I mean, this could have been, we don't know. I mean, this could have been Kevin McCarthy. It could have been part of a plan that went incredibly shitty.
Yeah. The story came out that they were fighting about it. An expletive-laced phone call with House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy while the U.S. Capitol was under attack. And the story was McCarthy was yelling. McCarthy insisted the rioters were Trump supporters. Trump said, tried to tell him it's Antifa. And McCarthy's like, no, they're your supporters. And he was begging Trump to call them off.
Right.
Trump's. And Trump said, well, Kevin, I guess these people are more upset about the election than you are.
Oh, my God.
We did this story, I think.
I remember this, yeah.
A furious McCarthy said, rioters are breaking into my office through the windows. And he asked Trump, who the fuck do you think you're talking to?
Oh, shit. That's right. Kevin. Well, Kevin.
So there you go.
These Republicans are crazy. That's the other thing. You're going to be in that party. I feel for AOC and all the other squad people. I mean, this is Deadwood shit.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got. Yeah. I hope.
I hope they keep
AOC
those...
has extra security.
I mean, do they keep the metal detectors up? At least.
I don't know. I thought, wasn't Boebert like trying to...
She was upset.
Trying to carry.
God, I think so. And I think Marjorie Taylor Greene might have... There's something... Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I thought she tried to carry too, or she had a handgun or something like that.
It was like, oops, I forgot. I forgot it was in my purse.
My Uzi.
I carry so many.
Right. So many guns. I have a crossbow. I have a mace. Hand grenade. Personality. No, not a personality.
Well, this is pretty a pretty frightening headline. That's at Salon. Sometimes they do a little fear mongering, I think, over it at Salon.
Yeah.
America's right-wing political monsters are real, and they are coming for you.
I just read some of this. I put this up on our Facebook.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's on Facebook.
It's a little scaremongery.
Well, yeah, but, there are crazy people out there, man.
So check that out on our Facebook or probably it's on our Twitter feed too, or will be.
There's some good quotes in there. Oh yeah, it went up like, 20 minutes ago.
There you go.
Yay. They're coming for you. Well, they are monsters. what else do you gather from the six?
Well, yeah, and Pori Hemplo.
Yes.
The headline, there's a headline at the Washington Post.
Yes.
About this utterly ridiculous Arizona
recount. What the?
Did you hear the chickens?
No.
Theory? One was that somehow a shipment of ballots from China came in, and that it was China on Chinese paper. And that they had to detect
the bamboo. Yes.
And we found out that China doesn't put bamboo in its paper.
Right.
And that they, I know, we're detecting it for sweet and sour sauce. And
with Chinese, there's bamboo in China.
And traces of egg roll.
Is it this logic? It's like, okay.
And
bamboo is from China, so
yes,
there might
yes,
be some bamboo
yes,
with the ballots.
Yes.
Did you scan for panda bears? You dumb fucks.
And
it's so embarrassing.
They're so fucking stupid.
Anybody want to reach across the aisle to the lunatics?
Okay, now I got to look this up specifically to get the whole chicken story.
We're scanning for poultry, the ballots, every one of them.
Why
are we letting them do this?
What?
Why are we letting them do this?
The Republicans?
They can just do that. We had the fucking election.
They're out of their fucking mind.
What happens if they come back, they scan for chicken, they scan for panda and bamboo, they're like, yes, Trump is president. Do we say, okay, you're right. Thanks for letting us know. We'll make the proper changes.
And then don't forget they were running the ballots under UV lights because there was supposed to be some secret watermark put on the backs of some ballots.
Where do they read that? Where do they learn that?
I don't know.
4chan? They just made it up.
Hey, 4chan?
Hey, Putin, stop with this misinformation, man. Look what you're doing to people. You've got the Republicans scanning for chickens.
This is based on, there's two things. There's a story at WAPO yesterday.
Failing.
By Jennifer Morell is her name, a former local election official, national expert on post-election audits.
Right.
Partner at some firm called the Elections Group.
Okay.
And her headline, she wrote this herself. I watched the GOP's Arizona election audit. It was worse than you think.
What a bunch of crazy motherfuckers. I mean, are they reading chicken bones in there? Are they consulting crystals, the earth and shit like that?
Leaves. When Arizona's Secretary of State asked me whether I would serve as an observer of the Arizona Senate's audit of Maricopa County's ballots, I anticipated I would see some unusual things. Mm-hmm. Post-election audits and recounts are almost always conducted under the authority of local election officials who have years of knowledge and experience. The idea of a government handing over control of ballots to an outside private group as the Republican scum... I'm going to add my own.
Yes.
As the Republican scumfuckers of the state Senate did.
Hello.
When they hired a Florida contractor with no election experience, Cyber Ninjas.
Well, yeah, I mean, Arizona also hired... Did they hire some tech startup firm to administer coronavirus tests or to monitor spread in their state, and it turned out that they couldn't do it?
Oh, but like the private sector is always better, Ryan. Private sector does everything better.
How are the cyber ninjas doing? Are they still...
She says, so I expected it to be unconventional, but it was so much worse than that. In more than a decade working on elections, audits, and recounts across the country, I have never seen one this mismanaged.
Oh, shit. Jeez.
I arrived at Veterans Memorial Coliseum May 4. Security was conspicuously high. At three stations, guards checked my ID and my letter from the Secretary of State. No bags were permitted on the floor. I had to surrender my phone, laptop, and smartwatch.
No, they don't want anybody to know what they're doing.
I was allowed a yellow legal pad.
Oh, thank you.
And a red pen to take notes.
Right.
Because this was something early on. You can't ever do audits. Everybody has to have red pens because they don't want anybody using a blue or a black pen to sneakily change a ballot.
Right, right.
Or alter a ballot. So everybody's supposed to have blue pens. These guys came in with blue and black pens. And before they started auditing, one of their observers was like, you can't do that. And Cyber Ninjas was like, well, why?
Because that's the rules, dumb fuck. Hey, wouldn't Cyber Ninja know the rules?
They've never done this before.
What is their company for?
Who the fuck knows
auditing,
what they do?
Auditing elections, they know how to do it.
No, they've never done any kind of a recount before.
Why did you guys hire cyber ninjas? Because, oh, well, they wanted somebody to lie. That's what it is. They found a company and they say, hey, will you make it look like that we had this, you know, this these people won so Trump can be president.
She says she was allowed. She was provided with a pink T-shirt to wear so she would be immediately identifiable.
Wow. Because they want to know where the press is.
The audit observers, well, she's with the Secretary of State,
oh, yeah,
who's against this.
Right.
The audit observers hired by cyber ninjas in orange T-shirts followed me wherever I went and reported random things about me they found suspicious.
Excuse me. She's from the Secretary of State's office.
Right.
Doesn't she get to tell these people to fuck the fuck
no.
up? I'm from the government.
No, the Republican Senate gave cyber ninjas full control.
I am the Secretary of motherfucking state. I represent the Secretary of State.
Several times someone asked to test my pen to ensure it really had red ink. Once they even demanded I empty my pockets, in which I carried that pen and a pair of reading glasses. I was allowed only to ask procedural questions of the cyber ninja's attorney. I couldn't talk to anyone else.
What the fuck is this?
Performing
shit?
Their work, the atmosphere was tense.
Hey, Biden, what is going on? Why is this happening?
I was stunned to see spinning conveyor wheels whizzing hundreds of ballots past, and she puts quotes around this, counters, who struggled to mark on a tally sheet each voter's selection for the presidential and Senate races. They had only a few seconds to record what they saw. Occasionally, I saw a counter look up, realize they missed a ballot, and grab the wheel to stop it. This process sets them up to make so many mistakes, I kept thinking. Humans are terrible at tedious, repetitive tasks, and we're especially bad at counting.
Wow.
That's why in all other audits I've seen, bipartisan teams follow a tallying method that allows for careful review and inspection of each ballot, followed by a verification process. I'd never seen an audit use contraptions to try to speed up the process.
But But wait a second. If humans are such bad counters, then who's a good counter? What would be a good counter if we suck at it so fucking bad? Who's a good counter? Like what, a zebra? I'm serious. Who counts better on the earth than a person? Everybody's a bad counter.
She said speed doesn't necessarily pose a problem if the audit has a process for catching and correcting mistakes, but it didn't. Each table had three volunteers tallying ballots. Their tally sheets were considered done as long as two of the three tallies matched.
Okay.
And the third was off by no more than two ballots.
Damn.
The volunteers only recounted if their tally sheets had three or more errors, a threshold they stuck to no matter how many ballots in the stack, whether it was 50 or 100.
Right. Wow. So
this allowed for a shocking amount of error.
So why doesn't someone stop them? I mean, how the fuck is a private firm allowed to go in, handle all these ballots that
did I mention can't? Republicans right, that's in true. The Senate said they could. Table managers told counters go back and recount when there were too many errors. Other table managers just instructed the counters to fix your math mistakes.
Some cyber ninjas, by the way. I mean, this is crazy.
At no point did anyone track how many ballots they were processing at their station to ensure that none got added or subtracted or lost during handling.
The thing is, you're doing a recount of an election, right? And you want to be, how are you going to be worse at counting the votes than the initial first time? The second time you count the votes is going to be shittier.
Right.
Well, that's crazy.
She observed other auditors working on a forensic paper audit flagging ballots as suspicious for a variety of reasons.
Okay.
One was presidential selection. If someone thought the voter's choice looked as though it were marked by a machine. So if you meticulously filled in your little circle really well and didn't go over the edges, they would decide, like a lot of OCD people do.
Yes.
They would decide that it was anomalous.
And listen, it's anomalous, whatever. I mean, it is. And you are casting a vote, a ballot. Some people might be extra motherfucking careful because of that. I don't know. It's insane.
This is crazy. Another was missing security markers. They flagged things for, but it is virtually impossible for a ballot to be missing security markers because voting equipment would reject any ballots without them.
So why are they saying they're missing security markers? They're cheating.
Yeah. She said the third was the weight of the paper.
Fuck off.
Forensic tables had scales for weighing ballots, though I never saw anyone use them. And texture. Volunteers scrutinized ballots for, of all things, bamboo fibers.
Holy, you know what? In this country, we have to be concerned. We're concerned. This is only a concern because the Republicans are fucking crazy.
This is a circus.
This is insane.
Only later after the shift did I learn this was connected to conspiracy theory that fake ballots had been flown in from South Korea. Oh, it was South Korea.
Okay. Well, still check for bamboo. Check for bamboo. Check for pandas.
The fourth reason was folding. Yeah. The auditors reasoned that only absentee voters would fold their ballots. Okay. An in-person election day voter would take a flat ballot, mark it on both, and submit it perfectly pristine. I almost had to laugh. In my experience, voters fold ballots every which way, no matter whether they vote or what ballot the ballot instructs them to do.
It sounds like they don't have any rules, and what they're doing is kind of arbitrary. And
chalk it up to privacy concerns or individual quirks, but no experienced election official would call that suspicious.
So there, what happens when the cyber ninjas are done? They pack up their katana blades. What happens when they say, you know what, Trump should be president? What will happen?
Nothing. At one point, because nobody's going to take this seriously.
Right.
At one point, I overheard some volunteers excitedly discussing a stain on a ballot. It looks like a Cheeto fingerprint, somebody says. Like someone touched it with cheese dust.
Well, that's a Republican ballot.
That had to be suspicious, their teammate agreed. Why would someone come to the polls with cheese powders on their hands?
Are you for real? That's a real conversation.
You're not making- yeah, I'm reading this. she says, but this? I've seen ballots stained with anything you can imagine. Coffee, grease, and Cheeto fingers.
Hey, we're Americans. We stain everything, motherfucker. Oh, we stain. Oh, I got it.
She said, when you have experience working with hundreds of thousands of ballots, you see messes.
Wow. Jeez. Wow, show off. Well.
She said their equipment worried me more than their wild theorizing. At the forensics tables, auditors took a photo of each ballot using a camera suspended by a frame, then passed the ballot to someone operating a light box with four microscope cameras attached.
What the?
This was
fuck?
A huge deviation from the norm. Usually, all equipment that election officials use to handle a ballot, from creating to scanning to tallying, has to be federally tested and certified.
We can't just be some light box that Dickhead McGee brought in from the Oath Keepers.
Oh. And often the states themselves will conduct further tests before jurisdictions accept the machines. It jarred me seeing volunteers using untested, uncertified equipment on ballots.
That's so funny. I made this light box. You put the ballot in there, and if there's anything China in it, alarm will go off. We burn the ballots, and if it's from China, it burns.
Now, she said it was heartening, in a sense.
Yes.
That whenever the Secretary of State released letters listing our concerns, the auditors would try to address them. They're just stupid. I don't think these cyber ninja people, who knows? Well, no, the guy that owns the company, I think, is a Trumpist. Job.
Yeah.
On my first day at the stadium, I noticed runners collecting tally sheets from the county tables, bringing them to a certain one person, you know, blah, blah, blah. But my next day of observation, the auditors had set up a quality control station. So some of the shit they talked about.
Yes. Yes. I mean, if they're just, but why are they auditing this election? Because they just want to recount this, and it would be great if it went another way. So, because Cyber Ninja is participating in this, I would think they're shitty. I mean, a reputable company wouldn't do this, I would think.
Maricopa County Recorder Stephen Richer, one of the dwindling band of Republicans classified as not insane, went on CNN. He was on with Don Lemon.
Ooh.
Said he's fed up to the gills with this whole business.
Yeah.
Then he said, now the craziest conspiracy theory by far that one of the board of supervisors is that one of the board of supervisors who happens to own a very large chicken farm stole ballots from the 2020 election, fed them to his 165,000 chickens, and then had them all incinerated. he said, what actually happened, this poor man had a huge fire at one of his barns that sadly killed 165,000 chickens.
And he wasn't burning ballots.
He says the idea they had ballots inside of them.
Come on.
I mean, you know, legitimate people are indulging this.
Come on, cyber ninjas. What else do you have? Chickens.
A prominent member of the state legislature indulged that in a conversation. And it's just like, you know, what is going on here? This is facially laughable.
Yeah, and why are they allowed, again, it's the Republicans, why are they allowed to handle the ballots and stuff?
That's the whole problem.
This is crazy.
Never before has it been turned over to a private firm.
And because what they're doing sounds insane, why would you question anything? How could you not question anything cyber ninjas
so,
does?
You know, and they reverse engineer their conspiracies. So this guy on the board of elections, he just happened to also own a pretty significant chicken farm operation. Because, and he had a tragedy that killed a lot of his chickens. And some asshole was like, oh, he's with the elections. I'll bet that he was feeding, they were shredding them and feeding them to the chickens. They burned them so they can't shit out the ballots. Nobody will find them.
Or there's some there's some Russian social media motherfuckers that are keyed in on this. I do not wish to do. We should say this chicken fire was them trying to burn ballots. And they just threw it up. They threw a post up somewhere and that's it.
I know. It's crazy.
It's nuts.
They're insane.
Yeah.
I mean, it would be funny
if that's what happened.
No, this whole situation would be funny.
This is the Christopher Guest movie.
If it were a movie or something, nobody would believe it.
The ballots were destroyed in a fire after they were eaten by
chickens.
Flock of chickens. Yes. Those are anti-American chickens. It's crazy.
Oh, my God.
But it's chickens. It's also pandas. That's not pandas. It's bamboo. It's chicken. It's bamboo. And they're looking for a special watermark and the way it's folded. And, you know, Trump lost. I don't know what to tell you guys. I mean, he lost. He fucking lost. You did absolutely everything you could possibly
do. Good God, yeah.
I mean, my fucking God, is it every time you fuckers lose?
Chickens.
The scariest part of an election is going to be telling the Republican little bitch baby that he lost.
Well, you know, and the Republicans are saying, we're just doing this, even if we hope it comes out that there's nothing wrong. But we need this to give our people who are unsure and who are concerned to let them know that our elections are really fair and that they can go out and vote.
Right.
You think that's going to happen? You think Cyber Ninjas is going to find nothing wrong? I'll be amazed if they find nothing wrong.
The reason you do this is to manufacture a thing.
Of course.
I'm going to manufacture a fucking thing. And then Trump will send out a goddamn fundraising email blast based on this thing. He'll send out three of them.
Yeah.
How many cyber ninjas are there? Do we know?
He already has tweeted out a lie that there were missing, something was missing. Yeah. The ballots or something went missing.
And well, Trump was like, he blogged it, right?
Yeah, he blogged it.
He's blogging. The angry little blogger.
We got a few minutes left here in the big old show. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, y'all. Don't forget.
It's like they told he has a blog, but they told him it was a social media empire. It's like when a little kid is driving in the passenger seat with a fake steering wheel.
And you know they're lying to him about the hits he's getting.
Oh my God. I don't blame him.
Oh, Mr. President, you're getting millions and millions of hits every day. More than Joe Biden does on his tweets. And Obama.
Yeah.
More than Obama.
But then Trump will waddle out there and I'll say, I get more tweets than Obama does.
This is why we have to have body cameras and why we need to have trained police that aren't violent asshole thugs.
5-0 behaving badly story.
Colorado.
Yay.
Multiple charges have now been filed against two former Colorado police officers.
Yeah.
For their roles in the arrest of a 73-year-old woman with dementia.
Oh, my God. Jesus. Did they torture her?
Charges were filed yesterday against these two assholes. Let's name them.
God.
Loveland, Colorado Police Department former officers Austin Hopp and Daria Jalali. They arrested and booked Karen Garner as she was walking home from a local Walmart after failing to pay for about $14 worth of merchandise.
Okay.
She had her shoulder dislocated.
Damn.
While these thugs,
right?
Handcuffed her.
Jeez.
The DA in the district said, I was able to review dozens of witnesses, interviews, scores of records, phone calls, reports, and photographs, hours of audio and video, a host of additional evidence, which led me to the decisions I'm making here today.
Yes.
Hop, the guy who handcuffed the poor old lady with dementia,
fucking horrible.
Is being charged with two felonies, assault in the second degree and causing serious bodily injury to an at-risk victim.
Jesus.
Attempting to influence a public servant. So he must have tried to get somebody's story straight.
Right.
I don't know yet.
Yeah.
And a misdemeanor charge for official misconduct. Jalali faces three misdemeanor charges, failure to report excessive use of force. It's Colorado. This is one of the sane states that has been passing laws like that, where these fucking cops can be charged
right.
for sitting there and watching other cops commit crimes.
Isn't that weird, though, that you actually have to have a law for that? Because a crime is a crime, right? I mean, right. Why do you need a law to enforce? Well, geez, fuck, man. I mean, it's a law. It's
and also failure to intervene in use of excessive force. That's another law.
Failure to hold up the fucking law, man. Failure to do your job when somebody is doing a crime, right?
An official misconduct.
You.
Both the assholes resigned last month, so that means they're just going to slither over to another county.
Yay!
That's why we need that Brady list.
Spreadsheet. The shitty cop spreadsheet. You need that, right?
Federal civil rights lawsuit filed by Garner's family last month. Said she wandered out of the Loveland Walmart carrying a Pepsi, a candy bar, a T-shirt, and some Shout Wipe refills.
She didn't fucking know.
Her lawyer said she had forgotten to pay for the items. And when she offered to pay the $13.88, the employees refused to let her.
Oh, my God.
Instead, surveillance camera footage shows an employee tried to keep her at the store while they waited for the popo.
Oh, Jesus. This 73-year-old woman with dementia. She's giving the stuff back. So you know what she was doing.
Body camera footage shows a hop pulling onto the side of the road as Garner is walking home along an empty grass-covered field. He approaches her, identifying himself as police officer, calling for her to stop.
Jeez.
I don't think you want to play it this way, he says. You just left Walmart. Do you need to be arrested right now? She's 5 feet tall and weighs 80 pounds.
Oh, my God.
She's confused in the video by the officer's commands. Says she's going home before turning away from Hop. She's holding a cell phone and a small bouquet of wildflowers she had picked up from the side of the road. As her back is turned to him, he reaches for her left hand, pulls it back behind her back, throws her down to the ground.
Oh my God!
She looks terrified, repeatedly saying, I'm going home, I want to go home.
Yeah.
She tries to push herself up, he slams her back down on the ground and cuffs her.
Fuck these cops. Good God.
He calls in the incident saying, after a short struggle, she's now detained.
No. Oh, yes. Congratulations, you fucking fascist.
He's only got one arm cuffed at this point. He's then seen standing. She's like standing with her chest against his squad car as he continues to hold her left arm high behind her back.
To restrain her, she's picking what? Anyone with half a fucking brain cell would say this woman walking, the older woman walking by herself, picking wildflowers on the way from Walmart with stuff she didn't fucking pay for, might be confused. Maybe.
At that point, Jalali walks up, grabs the arm, yells, wait, and raises Garner's elbow. In one version of the video, you can hear a crack as they dislocate the poor lady's shoulder as they both push her elbow upward.
They're going to kill her. These fucking thugs.
She starts to fall down, slide down the hood, and the cop says, stand up. Accuses her of refusing to hold her own weight, and then he puts her back down on the ground.
Oh, you fucking child. These goddamn police. They suck.
They took her to the station, police? Not to a hospital, and she remained handcuffed to a bench in a cell for 6 hours.
While she was hurting?
Despite complaining that her shoulder and wrist were in pain.
Ah, that's what they do, though. That's what these fucking cops do. You're detained and you're hurt. They don't give a fucking shit. They didn't give a shit about this old woman. 80
right,
pounds.
Right.
You're going to break her elbow.
And this is a little old white lady. Imagine what these assholes are doing to people of color.
Oh, it's just abusive.
Right.
What, we don't need
right,
these
they're
fucking
thugs.
Cops.
They're horrible people, so many of these cops.
What
and
did
that's
the
why they need to be
just
retrained, and we need to have higher standards for who can do this kind of shit.
Yeah, I mean, really. God, I mean, maybe be able to think about some shit. Oh, there's an older woman by herself in a field picking wildflowers. Let me slam her to the ground and pull her arm behind her back. Till something snaps. Oh, that's good. Don't they think that someone's mom?
Oh, and then...
they don't give a shit.
Nothing happened to these cops until the media got a hold of it.
No.
Despite the fact that several other officers, as well as supervisors, knew what happened. So nobody said anything, of course.
The fucking cops knew what happened, didn't say shit.
Of course. During the press conference yesterday, Loveland Police Chief Robert Tyser said there's not widespread culture of abuse within the department. He said he fully supports the charges against these two officers. Their attitudes and their actions are in direct contrast with the culture we strive to achieve.
Bullshit! Go fuck yourself! You're doing the only thing you can do right now because what they did was so fucking horrible.
We don't believe you.
Yeah, you're a liar. You're a fucking liar. Go fuck yourself. You need some oversight.
If that was the culture, this would not have happened in the first place.
I don't know how this happens. But because you know what's really strange about that? Did the police come because Walmart called them?
Yeah.
Didn't Walmart say there's an older woman who seems confused?
Well, and fuck Walmart. No, they tried to hold her there. She tried to pay for it. She was like, oh, I forgot to pay. I'm sorry. And offered to pay, and they wouldn't let her. No, you're waiting for the police. And she snuck out.
But they had to have known they were looking for an old... Well, I'm just wondering
why...
Yeah,
they knew they were looking for an old white lady.
Why were they so rough with her? Because they just
because they're violent thug assholes. And she had the audacity to walk away from him.
Maybe she needed help. I mean, think about it. If she's having some... She walked away. She needs help. This person's lost. She didn't know she was in Walmart.
They don't care about that.
Oh, God.
Probably got hard as he was slamming the old lady to the ground.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. We'll be doing it again tomorrow, Faithless Friday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We're always on iTunes and your favorite iTunes. Fuck. We're always on, wherever you get your fucking podcast from.
Yay.
Check out what Ryan's doing on the internet at Rated R Comedy on the TikTok, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a blessed evening, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
TTFN.
Don't mess with Texas.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram. At Crab Diving.